takedown of Whitey Bulger. First of all, this guy is almost 80, and they're still calling him Whitey, so I'm not sure what that really means. But the concept of the FBI being excoriated for the way this all broke down was pretty fascinating to me. Tell the story that you're writing about here.
Okay. Well, the interesting thing is, well, first of all, the FBI has been pursuing this guy, as you know, for decades, literally. And, you know, they've tried a lot of different ways, and they came up with a pretty innovative way to try to get to him. That is to get to him through his girlfriend, and to do that by buying advertising on women's-oriented television programming in the hopes that people might have seen his girlfriend and therefore, by extension, would have seen him. And it worked. It worked within the first week that they did it after mm-hmm. all these years of trying everything else under the sun. But that didn't stop a bunch of people from basically mocking this approach when they announced it, including Rachel Maddow, who I point out in my item, you know, just sort of ran a thing really kind of making fun of this whole thing, thinking, oh, to be a saying, oh, to be a fly on the wall when they came up with that strategy, that they actually think that they're going to find women who knew this girlfriend and will rat him out. Well, turns out that's exactly what happened.
What a dope.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny to me. It's like my reaction was you might want to wait for the, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking until after the game is over.
That's just ridiculous. I mean, I can understand where we are today in the world where somebody's maybe first knee-jerk reaction is to criticize whatever the federal government does. But talk about an in-your-face.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The thing to me is that I came away from it thinking, you know, it's just hard to win when people are going to criticize you before they really even know whether what you're suggesting worked. And it's funny, I did have a couple people comment on the item that I wrote saying they didn't think she was being critical at all. And, you know, I think if you look at the clip, it's pretty self-evident but it's all very sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she says, oh, this was the best thing ever. And I don't think she meant it was the best thing ever.
Right. I watched the clip on your blog post. You've got it embedded there and we have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com. And I agree with you. It sounds like she's making pretty good fun of the whole thing and trying to make it sound as ridiculous as it possibly can.
And he's not the only one, by the way. I mean, Bill O'Reilly had a segment on his show where he was fairly critical of this and had a guest on his show, a radio talk show host from Boston, who said that this didn't make any sense at all because there was no way that Whitey Bulger was in the United States and he didn't know why they were even looking for him in the United States.
Here's what you wrote. After O'Reilly noted the FBI had spent a lot of money on the campaign, his guest, Boston radio talk show host Howie Carr, dismissed it out of hand. I don't quite understand it, Bill. They haven't seen either Whitey or Catherine Gregg in the United States since 1996. They haven't been seen anywhere in the world credibly since 2002. I don't know why they're running all these spots on American TV because I don't think they've been here for a long time. Who cares what this guy thinks? He's a dopey talk show host. I mean, I should know.
Yes. I mean, we all know you can't trust a radio talk show.
Yeah, what do they know? They don't know anything. What do you think this says, though, more broadly about where we are in society, Tom, where that is the first reaction, even if you forget about the fact that maybe somebody at the FBI might just possibly know what they're talking about? The first assumption by most people, and we see here, I think ideologically, we couldn't get any more diverse than Rachel Maddow and Bill O'Reilly, and yet on both sides of the spectrum, the first assumption is if the federal government's doing something, it's probably a little dopey.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's what sort of the sad thing is underneath this, is that the, you know, sort of visceral anti-government response is so embedded now that people just tend to react to anything by saying, if this is the idea of the feds, then it's destined not to work. And now, in their slight defense, I mean, it did take the FBI a long time to track this guy down. And one of the reasons that he was on the run for so long is because there was a problem with corruption in the FBI office in Boston that led to him getting tipped off that they were coming after him. So it's not as though they were, you know, had a shining history in this whole thing. But it does, I think, tell you a lot about the depths to which the public perception of government has sunk.
I heard some discussion of the corruption element of this today that I thought was fascinating. The possibility exists that the government will decide where they want to go with the prosecution of this person based on how it might affect their own operations inside the FBI because of that corruption. That's why it's wild to me.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's a lot of twists and turns to this case.
As this plays out, and as we learn more about this particular thing that you're writing about, this campaign, what do you think we should take away from things like this?
I think, you know, generally, if I were a critic of the FBI or efforts to catch these wanted fugitives, given what's happened with Osama bin Laden and now Whitey Bulger, I would hesitate before I'd be too critical because the track record's been pretty good in the past couple months. And the second thing is just, you know, as we were talking about, you know, I think people need to be careful about how they react to anything that government does. And I think that, you know, it's not a good state of affairs when the general reaction appears to be it can't be working if the government's involved in it. And I'm not sure how you get out of that or how, you know, if government can do more to publicize things that it does well, but I think people are just not that receptive to hearing about it.
Well, that's kind of where I wanted to go to wrap up because I had John Barry in here last week asking him that same question. What can, whose role is it and what should they do to try to get people to understand that not everything that goes on in government is a screw-up, and not everybody that does work is corrupt, and not every contractor that does business with government is a crook trying to get off with as much money as they can for as little work as possible. And this isn't the pervasive state of things, that these are anomalies that we hear about. And even John Barry didn't seem to be quite sure what was an appropriate role for the government. You know, it's certainly not appropriate for the agencies themselves or for the government as a whole to be cheerleaders for themselves, because that's not their job. Their job's to serve the citizens. But even he seemed to be a little conflicted about who's the right voice for that argument that really seems to need to be made, but doesn't seem to have a natural messenger.
Yeah, I think that is a tough one, because there's only, even if government did want to go out and actively promote what it does, there's only so much it can do, and only so much credibility that it has. So I think it's difficult for them to make their own case. I think just generally, a couple things I think, you know, it would be nice if people in the media were a little less generally knee-jerk about it. And I think people in government should understand that it's, while there is a bad interpretation often of what they do, it's a healthy thing for a democracy to set the bar very high on what government, how government should operate. So there should be an expectation that you should be very, very good, and anytime there are problems, they should be publicized, and not necessarily every time there's something great that it should be publicized, because that is important to the functioning of democracy.